Recent publicity has divulged that an Elizabethtown brother and sister have given some land to National Audubon Society for a wildlife refuge. This reporter talked firsthand with Ollie Douglas about the deeding of that land.
We always did want to leave it some way. Heard Ray Hunt on radio, and he was so natural that you just felt like you'd known him all your life. So I wrote him a letter and told him that if he ever had time, and ever met anyone, any group of people that would like to have this land, why, let me know. In a few days he was over here. I didn't think he had that much time. I was sick at much time. And he mentioned Audubon, and he tried to get Audubon to take it. But at that time, this was so new an idea to them, I guess, and the area was so big, they'd taken this little smaller reservation on Dixon, Kentucky River, some lady. So we had to drop it.
But the matter was picked up once again, and the Audubon Society did agree to take this sanctuary consisting of 682 acres, a section of the Douglas farm we found out that was cut off by the Bluegrass Parkway several years ago. It was through the help of Dr. and Mrs. Bale, R.R. Babe Thomas, J. Howard Hobart, and most of all, according to Ollie Douglas, John Franson, of the Audubon Society, the Audubon Regional Director, who he said helped most of all in getting this land deeded over to the Audubon Society. Mr. Douglas pointed out that the Audubon Society will allow the cutting of hay on the Douglas Sanctuary in exchange for their keeping some other land maintained and keeping a few of the old trails open. When this reporter thinks of the Audubon Society, he naturally thinks of animals and especially birds. We asked Mr. Douglas if he was interested in birds in the refuge.
Oh, yeah, but my main interest is trees, forests.
We asked Mr. Douglas if the Audubon Society would come in and construct roads.
No, the only thing they would agree to, I'm sure, there would be no roads, at least new ones. Some of the old roads might be improved, but it's not a place for vehicles, really, except to maintain or in case of a fire. There will be some trails, I'm pretty sure, to take youngsters on. But no trees will be cut to make the trail.
What would Ollie Douglas like to see done with the sanctuary, with the land that was deeded to the Audubon Society?
I'd like to see a forest left until it has a chance to grow back like it was in pioneer days, and have some full-grown trees again.
It's not every day that a man and his sister gives away better than 600 acres of land to the Audubon Society or any other such organization. Why did you do it?
Well, I think there's a lot of land should be left as is. You think what would have been if each county had kept 1 acre of virgin forest, what it would amount to now just to flip this.
Ollie Douglas concluded by saying the Audubon Society deserves a lot more praise than we do for accepting responsibility through the years for letting nature have her way. This is Ron Boone reporting.